Welcome to the Embodied CEO Podcast. I'm Kirsten, and while I'm an integrative performance dietitian by trade, a mom of three and a wife, I am also a nearly two-decade entrepreneur turned business mentor, and I've seen all sorts of iterations of how to do business. And I'm tired of female business owners not fully stepping into their power because the road we've been told we have to take to get here sucks. In this podcast, I'm empowering entrepreneurs to trust their voice and expertise, to start thinking big when it comes to their business, and to move forward unapologetically toward goals that don't have to make sense to other people. Let's have the big conversations. Let's lay it all out on the table. And let's support each other forward in this crazy journey of entrepreneurship. Oh, and let's have some fun while we're doing it. Hello, welcome to another episode of the Embodied CEO Podcast. I saw a thread this morning while I was getting ready. I just got out of the shower, and it basically said that this person had unfollowed every business coach that they were following on Instagram. And she asked the question of, are we all sick of it? Is this the end of coaching? So I got deep into the thread and I read all of the comments, and the consensus was that people are, yes, incredibly sick of the coaching space on Instagram. And I have a lot of thoughts on this. I actually, about a month ago, made a note to Alex, my ops manager, you guys know Alex, and said to her, I want to do an episode on coaching and where I see the downfall of coaching and where I see 2024 being sort of the end of an era of coaching. Now, again, I have thoughts. This is not straightforward. So follow me on this ride. Here's where I think it is the end of coaching. And this is what was in the thread as well. It is the end of coaching, of watching people become these personas that are more facade than substance. It is the end of people charging extraordinary amounts of money to be in their space. It is the end of people being fooled by trickle-down economics of coaching, of if you join my space and pay me gazillions of dollars, you will eventually make gazillions of dollars simply by watching what I do. It is the end of coaches becoming business coaches who have never run a business before they became business coaches. Let me say that again. Right now, you could throw a rock in Instagram and hit five people who deem themselves business coaches who have never run a legitimate business to save their lives, but are really good at telling other people what to do. Now, they're not super worried about how that pans out for other people and whether or not other people can take that information and actually further their own businesses. So you might be sitting here going, Kirsten, you're a business coach. Yep, this is why I have a lot of thoughts. So let me give you those thoughts. It is the end of coaches who haven't run businesses prior to becoming business coaches. And it is the season of being really, really discerning in where we get our business advice. So let me give you some background as a refresher and why I feel I have the right to have an opinion in this arena. I have worked in business since the age of 21. I managed 40 plus employees and was responsible for the entire business unit as a graduate assistant. I was not a teaching assistant. I was a graduate assistant for one of the business units within the university. And that was the start of my career in business. I worked in corporate wellness as my entire dietitian career. Corporate wellness, which meant not what are the physical outcomes of the clients, it meant what's the bottom line for the company. It meant HR was my supervisor. It meant I was a consultant for HR, and my job was to make sure that the business of HR was running properly, managing millions of dollars of other people's money. But even that, I would say, does not qualify me to give any kind of advice on business. Here's what does. Between my husband and I, 8 businesses in the last 20 years. Now, here's the full disclosure on that. 2 failed. Flat out, fall on your face, dismal, disgrace. We were in debt. This didn't work whatsoever. Failed. 3 of them we built from nothing and sold. 1 of those sold for an extraordinary amount of money, after an extraordinary amount of work, after an extraordinary amount of fear and failure and disappointment and lessons. Oh my God, so many lessons in that business, so much doubt in that business, so much reality check in that business, dozens of people's lives dependent on that business, fear of not making payroll in that business, reality of running a business on the heels of the recession in high stakes financial exchange. as in $600,000 contracts, as in government contracts, as in high-level consultant employees making $140,000 a year. And if we didn't get paid, we could not make their payroll, as in our entire livelihood, two mortgages, because we own two properties, one for my mother-in-law, children, three very young children, our healthcare, our entire financial dependence, my husband's salary. I worked for our business unpaid. Let me be super, super clear. I worked 40 hours a week in our family business, unpaid. All of that to learn the lessons that took that business from nothing to a, on all accounts, massive success. And that only adds up to five businesses. I promised you eight. The last three we're currently running. I run two and my husband runs one. And I will tell you with full disclosure, there are so many ups and downs in all of those businesses. There are days that I want to burn every single piece of it to the ground. There are days when I doubt everything. There are days when I watch my husband's frustration go through the roof because things that he's put in place are falling apart in front of him. And then there are also days where everything is fantastic and amazing. Would I change it and go back to having a 9-to-5? No, not under any circumstance, because the payoffs of running your own business and being in charge of your own life, to me, will always outweigh the risk of entrepreneurship. But this is the crux. When somebody calls themselves a business coach and all they have watched is somebody else build an empire from quote unquote coaching someone on business, but the coaching consists of get your mindset right. You just don't believe it enough. Are you working hard enough at becoming the person who believes she's worthy of being wealthy? That's not a business. That's not a business. That is really great motivational speech. Amazing. And yes, I dig that. And that should be part of who you become as you become a better version of yourself. But business coaching, it is not. So the reason I think people are so incredibly disheartened and disillusioned by business coaching is because that is the reality of business coaching that they have been exposed to and in some ways exploited by, because it becomes really, really easy to just keep yanking up prices, to keep making it more inaccessible, to keep making it a, well, if you really wanted it, you would put your entire family's financial health at risk for this step. As a person who has a family and as a person who came from not having security of cash, I will tell you that is a proposition that is horrendous for the average person. And the average person is starting a business with nothing. The average person is starting a business with no fallback, without a small $10 million loan from daddy to get started, without any kind of safety net. Now, that's one thing if you got really lucky and, you know, the social media gods shined upon you and your profile got picked up early and now you got thousands and thousands and thousands of followers who watch your ever-evolving persona put on a really good show of why you are qualified, air quotes, right? But it's not so helpful when you're the average person who's literally just plugging away at a business every day. So yes, I actually 100% agree that this is the year of the death of business coaching in the sense that we know it. I think it is the year that people no longer want to see your hyper-curated feed. I think it is the year that people are so sick and tired of seeing your designer purses that you bought with the money that you charged them to be in your space. Yeah, I have a strong opinion on this. This podcast has been in my brain for a minute, you guys. I think it is the year that people recognize that unless there's true strategy, unless there's true, give me the steps, help me get out of this, tell me what to do next results, people are going to burn down business coaching. People don't want more accolades. People don't want more promises. People don't want more facade. People don't want to celebrate your next million. That is not why people hire business coaches. That kind of screams pyramid scheme to me. Maybe that's just me. That is not what people who are desperately trying to get their families out of certain situations, who are desperately trying to carve space and time and clarity for themselves so they can be better mothers, so they can be more present spouses, so they can be more present daughters and sons and friends and neighbors. Those people don't want shiny facades. Those people want tangible things that actually move the needle and allow them to run their lives. And they may not have dreams of making $10 million a year on selling other people on business coaching. Those people might simply, again, air quotes, have dreams of a stable life where they are not reliant on a 9-to-5, where they know they can support their families and they can pick their kids up in car line at 3 o'clock to take them to a soccer game. That might be what those people are after. So business coaching, the way that we saw it in 2022, in 2023, I think is going away. And I truly think discernment is going to take the place of that. Now, do I think people are never going to look for mentorship in business? Of course not. They will, because they need it. Because mentorship in business is the shortcut to you succeeding in business. I would have given anything in 2014 for us to have had a mentor to help guide us through what became a very, very bumpy process. We could have doubled our profit from the company that we sold without a doubt. My husband and I have this conversation more often than we should. We could have doubled our sale of that company, but not just that, we could have reduced the stress of running that company so significantly because it was all on us. It was on our shoulders. We had nobody who had walked this road before us. We had no guidance from anybody who knew the bigger picture. We were literally building the plane while we were flying it. We did not know what we were doing. It worked out because we are the types of people that are going to make it work out. We always joke between the two of us, we are probably the most capable team to get anything done. Now throw in my ops manager, Alex, and forget it. Like, the world is our oyster. But that's the only reason it worked, because it was the two of us. Now, if this had been just me running that company or just him running that company without any experience and without guidance, no, it would not have worked. So I am forever and will forever remain a fervent supporter of business coaching and business mentorship, because I think it is so desperately needed to help average normal humans like all of us here to climb out of what feels like an impossible hole sometimes and to climb toward what feels like an unreachable dream, because we all deserve that. So I'm a fan of business coaching, but I am not and have not been for many, many months, if not longer, a fan of the culture that has developed around business coaching, specifically on the gram, but in general on social media, of this group, this clique, this, I'm struggling for the right word, but I think you guys follow, this presence of a certain type of coach that becomes hard to distinguish because they all say the same thing. They all look the same. The words are the same. The ever more mysterious and ethereal messaging is the same, and you all know what I'm talking about, but the substance is not growing. And I've actually ran businesses and they've actually failed, and I actually have some lessons that I can tell you from that. I can literally tell you the mistakes we made financially. I can literally tell you the mistakes we made in management. I can literally tell you the mistakes that we have made in hiring the wrong types of people or taking the wrong types of clients or missing so many client opportunities because we simply weren't ready, or we simply weren't paying attention, or we were so lost in the weeds that we didn't actually take the opportunities that were directly in front of us. I have so many lessons of that. Those are the things that are going to move the needle on a business. I still run my nutrition business every day, every single day. I actually, as soon as I'm done recording this podcast, I'm about to go have a consult with one of our nutrition clients. I still run that business every day. I still have downfalls in that business. I still have staff issues on that business. I still have financial issues on that business. I still have frustrations on that business. I still have marketing issues on that business. I also have a very successful business. That business is a success, but it is not a do what I do and you will be successful. It never has been and it never will be, because that's not how business works. True business is understanding your spot in the market. True business is understanding what are your goals and what service do you actually provide. And by God, that service can't just be, let me tell you what I do so you can go do that same thing. That is not a service. Pyramid scheme, right? That is not what's going to move the needle for somebody. What's moving the needle for people who are successful in business coaching is that they have guidance from somebody who has the experience but doesn't have the ego to think that they have all the answers, or that simply being around them is somehow going to change your business outcome. That's not real. And then to charge tens of thousands of dollars per month for that is not the same as genuine, I have been in business for 20 years, have failed on so many turns, but also learned the lessons to then have succeeded on those same turns. That's not the same. Now, I'm going to be super clear here. I do not have all the answers on business. Mine grows every single day. My experience grows every single day. My understanding grows every single day. But that also means I'm putting in the work to continue to grow every single day. My husband and I have whiteboarding sessions on business strategy weekly. My husband and I sit and talk about our businesses. My husband and I have these conversations together and separately with our own teams. I have strategy support within my own business. I have expert support from anything financial to legal to true business strategy, all of those things, because I'm a firm believer in growth and mentorship. So can I guide you in business? Yes, absolutely. To the degree that I have learned business for 20 years. Is there someone out there who's done business for 30 who knows more than me? Abso-freaking-lutely yes. Business coaching, the way that you've seen it for the last 2 to 3 years, is the dinosaur in the room that's in the process of dying out. People want more. People do not want to see your shiny branding when it doesn't back up much more than be in my energy. And if you can't succeed from that, you must not be trying hard enough to be in my energy. No, no. What's the strategy? What can you actually discern when you look at my business and not just charge more here and you'll be happier, not just get more people into this container that doesn't actually provide any strategy. It's simply people in a container. That's not helpful. That's just you making money off of business coaching. And no mistakes here. I charge money for business coaching because that is one of my businesses. I understand that's one of my businesses, but I will never, and you have my promise on that, charge you to be in my presence. I will never take on a client where I don't truly believe I can help guide them on their journey because I've been there and I'm still running a business that does that same thing. It's not about how many people can I convince that without ever having run a true business, I can tell them how to run theirs. That version of business coaching is coming to a close, and I think we'll all be better off for it. Now, I don't have a quote for you today because this was such an impromptu podcast. This literally, I saw the thread, I got on here. I got to get off of this microphone here in a second because I have a meeting to get to, but I would love to hear your thoughts. So maybe the quote I'm leaving you with is simply one from me, and that is, what is it that you actually want out of your business and where are the gaps? And then are you willing to get the support from the people who know what those gaps are and how to help you solve them? Or are you simply reaching out to people that you see are successful and thinking by being in their presence, you are successful? Or are you at this point so disillusioned by business coaching that you refuse to get help and you're cutting off your nose to spite your face? All three are scenarios that I see very, very often. And I will tell you, all three of those can succeed. That's the full honest truth. All three of those can succeed. You can 100% succeed in a business without having a business coach. I am living proof of that because we built a multi-million dollar business from zero and we almost failed at it multiple times. We had no guidance, none. But here's what I will tell you about that business. My biggest regret to this day is that we didn't have guidance on the journey in that business from somebody who viably had run that type of business before. Because if we had had that, in all honesty, you and I would not be here. You would not be listening to me today because I will be on some island somewhere sipping a frothy beverage and watching my children play in the sand because we would have walked away with a whole lot more money from that business. Business coaching, in my opinion, and I wholeheartedly believe this, is the shortcut to a thriving business. But it is not a substitute for strategy and true business understanding. I'm at this point old enough that I can legitimately say I have 20 years of that under my belt. Not sure how I feel about that because that's a long, long time to be doing anything. Look at what you're doing and look at where you need true support. And do me a favor, message me on social or email me at hello@kirstenscreen.com or message me on Instagram at @thekirstenscreen. And let me know your thoughts on this topic because I feel like there's going to be a whole lot more conversations about this in 2024 and I'm here for it. So thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in. I will catch you guys on the next one. Thank you for listening to the Embodied CEO podcast. To connect with me, head on over to www.kirstenscreen.com or find me on Instagram at @thekirstenscreen. My DMs are always open, so drop in and say hi. Be sure to follow, subscribe, and share the Embodied CEO podcast. And if you're tired of hustling to grow your coaching business and you want an easier way, I've got a free training for you on how to scale and sustain a six-figure coaching business without trading all of your time for money and the constant fear of not having clients. Give it a listen today and start getting your time and your freedom back in your business. Now, promise me you're going to go out there and take some action.